This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Public schools nationwide are operating with less money. In Colorado, K through 12 education took a $273 million hit this budget year, and early forecasts indicate more cuts are likely next year. Many educators agree that in the future, nonprofits will likely play a greater role in student achievement. One program trying to help fill the gap for low-income students in Weld County's District 6 is the Greeley Dream Team. Since 1986, the program has provided mentoring, academic counseling, and scholarship assistance to help students graduate and attend college. Elizabeth Barber is the Dream Team's executive director. She says the group's focus has always been on boosting core educational concepts, things like reading, writing, and math.
We've really seen kids that have struggled along the way, and when they don't have that basic core foundation, they're not going to be successful as they move forward.
So now part of what the Greeley Dream Team does is identify students that have potential but could use a little extra help early on.
Right. So we typically take in the bulk of our students in sixth grade, and our program runs from sixth grade through 12th grade. The majority of the students that we have in the program are low-income and first-generation college-bound students. So that means their parents haven't obtained a college degree. So it's kind of a new path they're charting for themselves and their family. But we bring them in as little eager sixth graders, and we work with them all the way through their senior year, giving them skills and strengths along the way. They have an academic advisor who's out at each one of their schools. So we're at all four of the middle schools in District 6 and all four of the high schools, including Jefferson, the alternative high school. Our advisors split their time. They each have a middle school and a high school, and we try to put them in the one that feeds the best into the high school so they have a consistent advisor throughout their schooling career. We do field trips throughout, and then our high school years are really focused on college prep work. It's important for us to have our kids take the core classes that they're going to need to meet the Colorado HEAR requirements, which are the higher education requirements to go to our schools. And so we really focus on doing grade and credit checks with all of our kids so that they're able to meet those standards so that they're able to go off to a college.
Well, the program has set some pretty high objectives for itself. Talk a little bit about your progress.
Absolutely. Well, we're really excited. The last few years, we have met and exceeded all of our objectives that are set forth in our federal grant, which we're thrilled about. We work with over 750 students in our Educational Talent Search program in District 6. And of that, 78% of those students are low-income and first-generation. So quite a bevy of them that are walking this path for the very first time. This past round, when we had our annual progress reports, 100% of our kids graduated, including the majority of our students. 70% of our population is Hispanic. So we're extremely proud of those kiddos who are kind of coming up and breaking free of some of the stigma that is attached to them in the community because they're hard workers and they've done a really good job. There's a lot of pressures for kids today that weren't around even when we were students that they really have to work through, and they've done a great job. This past year of our graduating class of seniors of approximately 100 students, 71% of them went to college and were actually sitting in college classes.
Wow.
And for us, that's actual seat time. We don't just take their acceptance letter. We make sure that they're there in class and they're going to college.
You mentioned a federal grant. Just can you talk a little bit about the funding for this program?
Sure, absolutely. Our Educational Talent Search program is funded by a TRIO grant, which is out of the Department of Education. TRIO's been around since the early 60s, helping specifically low-income and first-generation kids go off to college and obtain that degree. We actually just wrote and we're refunded for another 5 years for TRIO, and we've had TRIO funding since 1991. We're really excited as we move forward into this new grant cycle.
Elizabeth, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Erin.
Elizabeth Barber is executive director of the Greeley Dream Team. Also in education news this month, the Obama administration last week announced it would allow states to opt out of certain provisions of No Child Left Behind, which mandates annual assessment testing and 100% student proficiency, something its detractors say has stifled progress. As many as 45 states, including Colorado, are expected to seek waivers from the law.